The Becoming and Silence podcast is about awakening to the greatest potential you always were. Listen to teachings, interviews, and inspiring stories of others who have challenged the accepted, expanded possibility, and merged modern-day life with ancient wisdom to discover their greatest potential. When you become fearless, you become limitless. Now be inspired by today's episode.
Welcome to the Becoming Unsilenced podcast. Today we have a special episode that is airing the weekend of Thanksgiving in the United States. And with me, I have a special group of people that has been willing to come here and share their experience with gratitude and how gratitude has changed their life. So I have five special people with me here today, and I'm going to let them each introduce themselves a little bit. So Kathy, I'm going to let you take it away.
Thanks, Vicki. I'm just really happy to be here today to focus on gratitude. I know Vicki from a business mentoring situation, and I have my own business helping parents to repair and regain their sanity with their kids and build deep connection. And so I'm happy to be in the focus of gratitude. I really like the mindset. That is what I notice, is that when I focus on gratitude, it shifts other things. And it gives me a different perspective on the things that I have intrusive thoughts about, for instance. So that's me.
Hi, my name's Mindy, and I live in Nebraska. I've spent the last 42 years teaching music, and my gratitude for all the experiences in my life is unmeasurable. And I just appreciate this opportunity to be on this call today. I've known Vicki almost a decade.
Hi, I'm Kim. I live in Wheatland, Wyoming, and I am a preschool teacher. I've known Vicki for almost 2 years now, and I'm really thankful to be on this call to be able to share some different experiences and perspectives that I've had through my healing and recovering journey. And I hope you all learn something from us. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Leanne Memmer. I'm an intuitive energy healer and a self-discovery coach. Vicki and I have done quite a bit of work together, supporting each other, and very grateful to be here. Try to live my life with the attitude of gratitude and just watch how things are magically coming together or falling apart when necessary. So I hope that anything I share with all of you is beneficial.
Hi guys, my name is Rahul. I am really grateful to be here. I live in Mazatlan, Mexico. I've known Vicki now for, feels like for years, but it's been a few weeks. And we live, I don't know, probably like a mile and a half away from each other. I own a marketing company in the US. I just hired my sixth employee yesterday, actually. And gratitude has been the foundation of my business growth. It's something I'm very thankful for, that I learned this, and I'll talk about it in one of the prompts, but in my darkest time in life, I learned that the answer to all of it is gratitude. And I'm really grateful and appreciative to be on this call. Thank you.
Thank you all. I'm just so excited to have you here today. And I hope that from our conversation today, you, the listener, goes away inspired to develop or deepen your gratitude practice. And towards the end, we're also going to share two actual practices with you that we're going to demonstrate that you can use for yourself or even with your family. So make sure you stay tuned for that. And then the final thing we're going to talk about today is we're going to have some very special stories about how gratitude has deeply shifted lives. So let's get started with our first prompt, folks. And the first thing I want to know is, how do you define gratitude?
So yeah, it looks like I'm first on the rotation. I define gratitude as awareness of what's happening in the moment. I define it more about mindfulness of the small things that are happening all the time that I have the opportunity to appreciate and be grateful for, perhaps to linger in. So like last night, the sky was amazing. I wasn't consciously thinking of gratitude, but what I was consciously thinking of was paying attention and lingering and taking in the beauty and appreciating it. So I think it's expanding my awareness to include how many things throughout a day that are not just big, but quote mundane, that are opportunities to be grateful for and aware of.
I feel the same way as Kathy. It gives me an awareness of my life and everything from teeny tiny to big. And I think in the last 6 years that I've been doing this, it has really shifted something in my head that makes me so much more aware. Aware of the good things.
And I would just kind of piggyback off of what they were saying. I think that to me, gratitude is appreciating small moments, but also big moments. It's appreciating stillness. One of the things as like a preschool teacher that I have gratitude for is, you know, thank you for allowing my students to have full bellies and to sleep. And, you know, something that I think that in a day-to-day practice, we might just think, okay, yeah, it happened. It was a part of my day. I think that gratitude allows you to really soak or immerse into those moments and really appreciate the beauty and the deeper things that are occurring in that moment.
I love everybody's answers so far. What a beautiful start. And I just wanna maybe back it up with adding how gratitude causes us to feel. And when I'm in a state of gratitude, I feel very expanded that anything is possible, that my dreams not will come true, but they are coming true, that present moment of joy and love that the thoughts that create the gratitude bring into my being. And then I'm so easily able to connect with others and share those emotions, but also recognize that they're being matched by more of that goodness coming in. And it's like the emotion creates the energy that draws all of that more strongly to you. And that's a huge part of my definition of gratitude. When that's happening, then you're really in it. It's how you know you're really in it by the way you feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if I'm grateful that I get to go last every time. but there's really not a lot left to say. I mean, that was awesome. But if I have to define gratitude, I would say for me, gratitude generates serenity, right? If I am in a place of gratitude in the face of whatever is coming, serenity will come. And for me, what the beautiful thing about gratitude is things don't have to be great, right? Life happens and sometimes life sucks and sometimes life's awesome. But if I'm able to maintain or work hard to maintain an attitude of gratitude, life works better than if I didn't. And I think the key is, at least for me, the key was, and we can talk about this later, is I had to work at developing an attitude of gratitude. It doesn't just come. At least in the society we live in, it's not just, we're always grateful. We have to work on it. I have to.
You know what, Rahul, that actually leads right into my next question, because this time of year, in this season of November, and as we're approaching Thanksgiving in the United States, it's a time when people turn and say, let's remember to be thankful. And so I'm curious for our next question, what's the difference for you between being thankful and having a gratitude practice? And when I ask this question is with this idea of kind of, okay, we're all kind of pausing one time a year to remember to be thankful. So what is the difference between being thankful and having a regular gratitude practice to you?
Maybe thankful's more in the moment. I don't really just focus on it once a year. So I do remember, like, having kids, it's like Thanksgiving being the kind of quote excuse to try to focus them on being thankful, and how completely reluctant and resistant they were to any kind of, let's say what we're thankful for at the table thing. And maybe that is sort of reflective of the difference. One is a practice and one is like random, maybe in given moments. Like, of course, you know, I'm thankful if somebody does something for me, or like, it's more the event, the moment. But the practice is much more a mindset of where your attention is. And this may come up in another prompt, but I really appreciated what you said, Rahul. Your last comment about what gratitude generates for you. And it made me realize that gratitude generates connection for me, both with myself and also with another person. And that may come up in another prompt, so I won't go into that right now. But I didn't ever think of that before. But yes, it shifts a state of being to connection with self and other.
Yeah, love that.
Yeah, I agree. Thankfulness to me is more fleeting. It you're thankful for the weather, but what can you do out there in that weather? I'm thankful for a lot of things, but the gratitude is my state of being more. I want to live in gratefulness. I don't want to live in thankfulness. It's deeper, such a deeper meaning to me.
I agree. I think that for me, being thankful, as the other ladies have said, it's more of like, I'm thankful that my car got shoveled off for me. Gratitude is, I really appreciate Nancy because Nancy's always looking out for my best interest. I think it's a deeper connection to that. I think thankfulness may be an event, whereas gratitude is an intentionality of looking for the deeper undercurrent there. And it's also about more of a habitual thing. Like she said, a gratitude practice. It's something that you're doing every day and moments that you're looking to capture on a habitual basis, not just a, yeah, last week I was thankful for, you know, this one thing. It's a more occurrent event, being gratitude, living with gratitude.
Yeah, absolutely agree with everything everybody's saying. thankfulness just seems like a lighter version of gratitude. I think that for me personally, when things aren't going my way, I can dive into an attitude of gratitude, and that helps shift the energy when you can find, you know, at least one thing to anchor into, to be grateful for and truly feel that in your heart space, then things will start to shift and get better in all areas. I think that the gratitude is more of a mindset or a lifestyle choice, whereas the thankfulness is a bit more fleeting and just more light, if you will, in my experience.
The Oxford Dictionary defines the word grateful as showing an appreciation of kindness. This is where the difference lies. Being thankful is a feeling and being grateful is an action. It is easy for us to look around the Thanksgiving dinner table and say that we are thankful. I really like this. I like that definition, right? Because when you said that, I was like, I don't have a freaking clue what the definition of between the two are. And I could say something that sounded nice, but I had no idea. And the reality is, to me, they're synonymous. But why do I call it a gratitude practice is because it's a practice, right? I am thankful when the sun rises and when the sun sets. And if you haven't come to Mazatlan to see those two, then you're missing out. So come here and you'll be really thankful for that. But for me, my gratitude practice is a practice. It's something I have to do day in and day out. And I especially have to do it when I don't feel very thankful or very grateful. But if I was just to define the difference between gratitude and thankfulness, well, they're pretty similar. It's how do I use them? How do I, you know, like, do I use them as tools to better my life and the lives of people around me? Or do I just wander through life being thankful when I can or not thankful when I'm not?
Yeah, I absolutely love how you brought that definition in there, Rahul, and made that distinguishing between a gratitude practice, which is something that we've heard that all of you have said. And so I'm going to actually reverse the order, Rahul, and let you go first. And the next question is, in a couple sentences, share with us your gratitude practice.
I was so not prepared for that.
Catching you off guard.
You asked for it.
I so did. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I should have learned that a long time ago. Just don't talk. You'll be better off.
No, please don't.
Yeah, right. So I like this question a lot. So I've been doing this gratitude practice, and there's another prompt that I'll talk about where it started, but I've been doing this gratitude practice, particularly this one, for about 6 years now, 6.5, 7 years. And what I do is I do morning pages out of a book called The Artist's Way. She talks about doing 3 pages of stream of conscious writing. And the way I start the 3 pages is, and I have a very deep spiritual connection, and I call that God or higher power. I call it universe, right? So I start my morning pages every morning with, dear universe, I'm grateful for. And then I just write 3 pages. And I talk about the things in my life that I'm grateful for. And many times I repeat the same thing 14 times, right? I'm grateful for my car that I don't have. I'm grateful. And like, I'll just go down that road. But I have found that come hell or high water, if I'm happy, if I'm sad, if life's going well, if it's not going well, that gratitude practice, it anchors me. It anchors me to the beauty and truly the beauty of life. Even in the ugliest times, life is beautiful. And that gratitude practice anchors me to that.
I guess I do have a routine for sure. So in the morning, I incorporate it into my yoga routine, which is part of the meditation and just sitting in that essence of the feelings of gratitude. Sometimes it's harder than others just to find something to be grateful for in the present moment. And then I find that throughout the day, there's key moments that I'll have an awareness of, oh, and it's exciting. Oh my gosh, you know, I'll get lit up because I can see how what is currently happening is connected to this stream of gratitude and desire for change, whatever that might be. And then that kind of ignites, you know, throughout the day. So just little things that will be happening. And then at night, I love my nighttime routine. I won't get into all of it, but a part of that is to write down 5 things that I'm grateful for that happened that day. And really, again, for me, it's very emotionally connected. Draw those feelings into the heart space and fall asleep like that.
So my routine of gratitude would be that I actually write down 3 gratitudes for that day at the end of my day. So around 9-10 o'clock at night, I'll write down 3 things that I'm grateful for. But throughout the day, I really try, and I've had to use a lot of meditation because my brain just constantly goes. And so to kind of quiet that and to kind of center that, I've had to use a lot of meditation to get into this practice. But in quiet moments during my day, like my students have nap time. So sometimes at nap time, I can just get into my head a little bit and just start to appreciate, whether it's for my students, whether it's for my staff, whether it's for myself, things that are going well. There are times where my students are playing where I can just feel so grateful that all of them are interacting with each other. There are quiet moments that I come home that I won't turn on the TV and I don't turn on music yet. And I can just kind of go and think, oh, wow, I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed to have this house. I'm so blessed to have my car. I'm so blessed for my animals. I'm so blessed for all of these things that are going right. And then, like I say, at the end of the day, then I write down 3 things, at least 3 things. Sometimes it's like, wow, today was, it was amazing. So I need to write down this and this and this and this, or I'll write, I'm grateful for my car and gas money and this, you know? And so I just kind of tailor onto it. But yeah, that's kind of how my daily practice of gratitude goes.
That's awesome. I like to start my day with my gratitudes, and it's like every morning is just such a new dawning on my life, and it gets me in a higher vibration. So I'm looking forward to things. And when I first started this gratitude practice, I think I wrote down more things I was thankful for, things, not. Now I am more grateful for connections and deeper meaning. So it's really been an evolution through the practice. And I encourage everybody to try it and get into that habit. Chunk it with another habit you might have so you get that. Really the only time that I don't write in my notebook, is when I'm out of routine, where I'm staying somewhere else or visiting someone but it's just a nice peaceful way to start my day.
I'm here to be the voice for those of your listeners who are inconsistent and erratic in their practices. I've had different gratitude practices over time. I think it's similar for me to my mindfulness practice, which is more like integrated into my life versus I sit for 10 minutes or I, whatever. So I want to say I was originally encouraged to start a gratitude list quite a few years ago, I think 7 or 8 years ago. And I believe the reason that was encouraged was that I didn't realize till this past year how much anxiety has played a role in my life. But intrusive thoughts and repeating thoughts can really get a hold of you, and usually they're negative. And also ambivalence has played a big role in my life. Like this kind of like, what do you want? I don't know kind of thing. And so that's not this podcast, but I believe originally I was encouraged to start focusing on gratitude by writing 5 things down at night, right? So there have been times when I have written things down at night, the 5 things down at night. In some ways it feels a little bit rote to me, but it is a good focus. The most recent practice that I did over the past quite a few months, and it's a little bit slipped at the moment too, but I started journaling in the morning, and I would have categories in the journal, and one was my intention for the day and one was my gratitude for the day. And that gratitude, writing that at the beginning of the day, was always lovely. It's a lovely thing to do and something I think I'm going to bring back in. You guys are all inspiring me to bring in a little more conscious practice of gratitude. The other way I practice it is if I'm in an interaction with someone and it's been difficult, or I've had a lot of relationship challenges over the past year. If we've had a difficult conversation, I bring in like, let's take turns sharing things we appreciate, and bringing in gratitude that way, it does generate connection. I didn't think of it until Rahul said that, but what it does is shifts the mindset, because it gives a bigger view. It opens the landscape instead of that tunnel vision of what you're stuck in. The gratitude broadens the landscape, and in the landscape, there is so much more than that one thing you're focusing on with the tunnel vision. And so those are some of the ways I practice gratitude.
That's awesome. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. And now the next one, I'm going to ask you to condense your answer to just one word. So I'm going to give you a moment to ponder on that word. And the question is, gratitude makes me feel what one word represents this for you. And Kathy, when you're ready, we're going to go back and start with you again.
Yes.
You're off the hook.
Why one word answers is not my forte. Gratitude makes me feel I just have to go with expanded.
Mm. Energized.
Love.
Well, I was going to go with expanded because I thought that Kathy was going to choose connected because you keep saying that word, but those are the two key words for me. So we'll go with connected.
Serenity, serene.
Mm. Love that. And my next question for you guys is, do you remember a specific point in your life when you began a gratitude practice? And again, if you can, I know we could spend all day diving into the life circumstances that shifted us each into a gratitude practice, but in just a couple sentences, what moment do you remember and what shifted you into a practice of gratitude? And Kathy, we'll go ahead and start with you.
Well, I feel like I mentioned it in the last one, so I'm going to focus on what re-entered me into it with the journaling this year. Yeah. And that had to do with going through a lot of life struggles and transitions and turning upside down, inside out, healing of trauma, healing of attachment. So in the journaling, that practice that brought me back in to have that be one of the categories. So I could free write like a morning pages. I could track myself, my progress, check in like how am I sleeping, how am I eating, like because it was a really rough time. And also I could set my intention and also have the category gratitude. And so as one of the categories, I made up my own categories. It could be like a checklist sheet or whatever. It brought me back into the practice of that focus of gratitude each day. And that would definitely help my mindset shift and bring in, if I can add another word, I think peace is a word that comes up that gratitude brings me also. So that's that.
Well, I was at a pretty low point in my life when I started my gratitude practice. And I was reaching out to various podcasts, webinars, and I kept hearing about this gratitude practice. And so I thought, well, what's the big deal about it? I thought, what can I lose by doing it? So I just, in fact, I have my gratitude notebook right here that I have on my shelves now that I could look back over the last 6 years and see, well, what was happening at that point in time? And it's very fulfilling, but it has really changed my brain to look at the cup half full instead of being in a place of negativity. And so that's what prompted me to do this.
So I started working with Vicki and doing some of that stuff before I ever started doing the grateful practice. But she actually gave me this book, 8 to Great, mm-hmm. which discusses many, many things. But one of them is a gratitude practice. And I also read Brené Brown's The Gifts of Imperfections, which also speaks to that and many, many other things. Highly recommend both of those books. That's where I started with actually doing the gratitude practice and writing down things. To go off of what Mindy was saying, one of my great things too is I've got my journal right here next to me. See, this is what happens when you start doing these practices, like you live next to them. And I will vacation with them and then just pull them out in the hotel room or my friend's house and write. But like Mindy was saying, I like to write in there and then on like the back page, I'll see things that I wrote like maybe months ago and I can read through them and be like, oh yeah, I remember when, you know, my dog went to the vet and had surgery it was back in February that happened already, you know? So it is kind of nice, not just to write down what today's gratitude is, but actually to kind of peek back and see where you were even, you know, a few months ago or a year ago or something like that, to help you kind of see your growth or as some of the other speakers were talking about, how it shifts from maybe it was more based on, I'm so grateful that I have a couch, to I'm so grateful that I've had this conversation or I have this relationship with this person, so.
Good question. It really made me think there. I suppose, I want to say it's always an ebb and flow. You know, it's not like I've been consistent through all these years at all. So, but I did want to remember the very first introduction I had to these concepts that you could even shift further energies or maybe as a form of manifestation to draw in what your desires are by using gratitude as a tool. And that would be back in my early college days. And I had stepped away, you know, naturally from the family, but recognizing the foundation with which I came from, and actually how unhealthy it was, and that there were other ways to be, and making a conscious choice of, well, how do I want to be? And then what tools am I gonna be using to get myself there? So one of the biggest tools that came into my life at that point in time was a book by Shakti Gwain. And I don't remember what it's called, but she's an older author now. Back then she was very popular in bringing these concepts into your real world. So yeah.
Thank you, Leanne, and thank you, everybody. I was brought back to 6 years, almost 7 years ago now, so I'm a sober alcoholic. It's a big part of my story and journey. And I got sober, and then I got arrested, and the federal government seized all my assets. And so you can imagine I wasn't just drunk driving. Which I wish I would have been just drunk driving, but and I remember my sponsor coming to me and saying, you know, the solution to all your problems is acceptance and gratitude. And my first response was, are you high? Do you realize, like, they just took everything I own? And he said, well, what are you gonna lose, right? Just acceptance and gratitude is the solution to all your answers. Start writing every day 10 things you're grateful for, right? And I started writing 10 things I was grateful for, and I thought it was the dumbest thing I'd ever done. I thought, really, what I should be doing is talking to my lawyer every day, right? But the two things I did right in the beginning was I didn't pick up a drink, or I didn't use a drug, and I just kept writing what I was grateful for every day. And my life got phenomenal. I mean, phenomenal. Yeah, I paid the price. I paid the consequences, and there were a lot of consequences that came, which I got to pay. And the thing I'll say about my gratitude practice is, through that practice, I was able to fundamentally change my attitude, where I said, I get to pay this price. I have the opportunity to pay this price. I have an opportunity to go to jail. I have an opportunity to be of service while I'm in that place. I have an opportunity to pay society back. That would have been impossible if it wasn't for a gratitude practice. If it wasn't for this stupid piece of paper, right? And this pen fundamentally and drastically altered my neurochemistry, right? Today I'm grateful that I was arrested, that I got to meet the FBI at gunpoint. That was very exciting. And I'm grateful for that gratitude practice.
Well, thank you, Rahul, and thank you all for sharing your stories. And I just can't help but share my own practice at this point in time. And of course, my practice includes a whole bunch of colored. I'm the color person, so every time I write in my journal and my notebook, I'm writing in many, many different colors. And when I came here to Mexico, I didn't bring my colored pens with me, and I finally couldn't stand it anymore and had to go find some. So, but one of my gratitude practices right now is watching the sunset every day, because this is a place where there are amazing, amazing sunsets every day. And the commitment to go every day and sit on the ocean wall or be in the ocean and watch that just brings me to that moment where I'm feeling the warm wall beneath me, the breeze on my face. And it just, for me, has been this very anchoring place where I can slow down for a moment and watch this amazing paintbrush change the sky and remember all the great, great things I have in my world. So I have one more question for you guys, and then we're going to shift into the gratitude practices. And the question is, how do you keep gratitude from becoming rote and keep it authentic? I've been in spaces in my own life where it became rote and it didn't feel like it was had any meaning, and I had to kind of pause and reflect and shift. So yeah.
I think for me, it's the shifting around of it. Like, sometimes it's needing to write 5 things a night and have it just feel like habit. Sometimes for me, then it starts to be like root, in the sense of like, I'm not as attuned to what is uniquely grateful for the day versus like, I'm always grateful. Like I can, there's never a time I can't put my grandson on my gratitude list. Like, so I always have a gratitude list. And the question is, that doesn't have to be rote, but it can get rote if you're just listing your kids every time or whatever it is. So I think it's just that tuning in each day. Again, to the thread, it goes throughout the day, I think, rather than the, I'm gonna write down 5 things thing for me. The thread, the awareness, the like this call alone increased my gratitude for all that I went through this past year, which was really, really hard. And I was like, yeah, but like it went from my head to my heart on this call to be grateful for all that word I shouldn't say out loud that I felt I went through, because it brought me here. And and it brought me to a point of growth that I've never been at before. And so thanks again, Rahul. So has it not become rote? For me, it's the same as everything in my life. Maybe I have ADD, I don't know for sure, but it's just changing it up, changing it up. It's a practice, but it doesn't have to be, like I don't do the same exercise every day. I do different ones, but they still help my body. So maybe it's tuning in to myself and being like, what do I need for gratitude today? So that's the best I got. And I also just want to, before I sign out, mention Brené Brown again, because that was one of my flows, like my ebbs and flows over time with gratitude. One of the flows was Brené Brown, and that statement that gratitude is the path to joy was very significant for me to hear and to understand. And I just wanted to put that into the podcast. So yeah. Thanks, Vicki.
Vicki, I think throughout life, there are times when you just have to go with the rote. You have to be on autopilot so you can continue going forward. There's, I would always write in colors also. And just the other day I noticed, wow, they're in September. I just went to black. Well, September 3rd, my mom died. And some of the things became rote, but I began noticing what I'm noticing. And I think, boy, it's time to get those colored pens back out and really embrace it. But I think we have to be gentle with ourselves and go with the rote if that's what it takes. So, I also am very grateful for today. There's things shifting, and I appreciate that opportunity.
Yeah. Thank you. I think for me, when I think of something that's rote, like I have cats and I have a dog, I can say every day, you know, I'm thankful for Dexter. But then I think to myself, who's my dog? I think to myself, yeah, okay, why am I thankful for Dexter? I'm thankful for Dexter running around and being goofy and making me smile or giving me kisses when I come home. So I think that when I tend to think of those things that can become very rote, or I'm thankful for talking to my mom today. Why am I thankful? I'm thankful for my mom's support and love. So I try to maybe start with that rote place and then shift it to that deeper of why. And actually, just a couple months ago, I thought I was going to have to put down one of my older cats. And when I took him to the vet said, no, you're just going to take out his teeth because I think this is all related to bad dental problems. And so now I can write something like, I'm thankful that Sammy got his teeth removed and I'm getting additional months out of his life. I'm thankful for his health and for his well-being. And so I think that to be authentic about it and to not be rote, we can have these particular key points that we kind of go to, but then trying to tweak it and trying to think about the next level, per se.
Yeah, wow, everybody's saying everything that I've been thinking of, and that's just perfect. I guess I'll just reiterate that when you are feeling less effective, you know, or that you're trying to be grateful and it's just not truly authentically there, just go with that. That it's all good. Drop the judgment. Just recognize where you're at, recognize, observe yourself. And then that's where the awareness then is created. And you might have come to light, you know, why you're not feeling as grateful. And then that gives you a whole nother set of, you know, whatever to pick up and hold. So just allow it to be there. Don't try to think, don't judge yourself that you're not as ungrateful as a place. Just observe it. It's part of the flow. It's part of the ebb and flow.
These are really good. I like these. They're very cool. And so rote, I'm going to read the definition for rote, a mechanical or habitual repetition of something to be learned. I like rote. In fact, I'm grateful that my practice is rote. You know, I brush my teeth every day. That's rote. I take a shower every day. That's rote. But I don't have cavities, right? And I can see, I can go on a date and she's not going to vomit, right? So the reality is doing those things every day, whether they feel boring or inane or whatever they feel, I'm building very, very important habits. Well, I do this gratitude practice every day, and I might literally write the same thing. I remember looking back in my journals, and I wrote the same thing almost a year. There's just one phrase that I wrote over and over for a year, and that phrase was, I'm grateful that I'm free today. I'm grateful that I'm free today. And then when I was not free, right, and I remembered that one day you will be, right? This isn't a forever. This is you're paying a price. But I will tell you, if it wasn't for embedding my mind with that one day you will be and remembering, right? Like I can now remember that, oh, it's going to be okay. I've built the neural pathways. So I'm good with things being broke. Like I do push-ups every day. Do I do them well? Not really, but I do them. And it reminds me that when I am trying to do something, because I've been conditioning my body, and in this case, conditioning my mind and soul, when the shit does hit the fan, Kathy might have wanted to say that word, I said it for you. When the shit does hit the fan, what automatically kicks in is a place of gratitude, as opposed to a place of, oh, I'm effed.
Yeah, wow, powerful. Thank you guys all for sharing your perspectives. Okay, our final segment of our podcast today is going to be sharing a gratitude practice with you called a waterfall of gratitudes. And this is fun. It's kind of like the hot potato round of gratitude. If you played hot potato when you were a kid and you had to throw the ball as quick as possible from one person to the next. So in this episode, we are just going to do a speed couple rounds of gratitudes. I'm going to throw mine in there as well. And I'm just going to set my timer. We're going to go for 2 minutes and just throw out as many gratitudes as possible. So, Kim, I'm going to let you start this round and we'll keep our same order, but I'm just going to let Kim start. So here we go.
Sounds good. I'm grateful for Kitty's eye recovering.
My location of on the beach in Oaxaca, Mexico.
Mazatlan.
Feeling energy today.
All of the wonderful things I've learned from you all today.
For my dog sleeping on the couch and being relaxed.
For this podcast, connecting with all of you and amping up the gratitude.
Oh, it's me. for the woman that comes and cleans my house, I am so, so thankful for her. And the food that she cooks me is phenomenal.
For the beauty and nature that surround me.
For my morning cup of coffee every morning.
For my home.
Ah, my morning tea and granola.
For learning to surf. Wow, it's me after you, Lee.
Want me to say your name?
Please, yes.
For my client today.
For this opportunity to share our stories.
And I'm going to pop in with my cell phone. I love that this little device keeps me in connection with everyone in my world.
My massage ball saves the old bod every time. Rahul!
Sounds awesome. That massage ball sounds awesome. I'm grateful for olive oil.
I'm grateful for Vicky for pulling this together and being who she is.
And that is our 2 minutes already. Wow. So see how fast that goes? And I think this is just a fantastic practice to use, whether you're traveling in the car with people or at a dinner or anywhere else you can do that. And then the second gratitude practice I wanted to share with you today, which I've also found very, very fun and actually helps people shift from if they're in kind of a funk or a negative state, this can be a super awesome way to shift. And this is a word association. And so I'm going to throw out a word and you guys are just going to say whatever comes to your mind that you're grateful for that is connected to that word. So the first word I'm going to throw out there today is refrigerator.
Food.
Yeah. Car.
Ice cream. Car, the words car, ice cream, again.
Anyone else have a car-related gratitude that comes up?
Travel, freedom.
Freedom, yeah.
Family.
Still ice cream.
I'm going to go with ice cream too.
Yes.
Air conditioning.
Mexico.
Comfort.
Mobility.
Family.
Yes. Getting to my grandson.
Love.
New family.
For me, part of my family is my pets. Shoes.
Bare feet.
Bare feet. I agree. I second bare feet.
The Appalachian Trail.
Fert. Privilege.
Yeah. Comfort. Nature.
Safety.
Safety. Camera.
Beauty.
Memories.
Android.
Animals.
Sharing.
Remembering.
Table.
People.
People.
Thanksgiving.
Or table?
I think table was the word table. Yeah, Thanksgiving.
Schoolwork.
Meals cooked for me.
Some place to put all my junk.
Yes. Yes.
Warm fuzzy blankets.
Comfort.
Skiing.
Comfy bed. Privilege. Dan.
And ice cream. Definitely ice cream for that one.
Probable. You might be on a theme there.
I think okay, I need to go get some ice cream.
Wait, really you have to come to Boston now because I have the best ice cream place near me.
Oh, I'm definitely coming to Boston.
Guys, that's going to be a great, we're going to wrap this episode, this portion of the podcast. Thank you for participating in our two practices. And now we're going to shift into just some sharing of some personal stories here.
So I'll just give an example of the latest challenge per se that I had with needing to get my attitude kind of adjusted. I knew I wasn't in a state of gratefulness. So about a week ago, a little more than a week ago, I arrived in Mexico to the rental I had gotten from Airbnb. And it was just for a week because I'm going to be here for an extended period of time and it's a new area. So I got there and immediately it was like, oh my gosh, I have to stay here for a week. This is just so gross. What am I going to do to get things, you know, more livable, more acceptable for my standards? And it was a little difficult. I actually ended up reaching out to a friend who we talk about shifting the energy and how to get more grateful. So it was really great to have her as my touch point and remind me of where my focus needs to be in order to shift this energy. Because I was really overwhelmed by the time I got there, there'd been delays and blah, 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 blah. So instead of, you know, just sitting back and looking at the roaches and freaking out, I was able to take some action steps that supported me shifting into truly felt gratefulness. And from there, things got a little easier. I found a hammock that was, you know, just different things shifting that was super comfortable, which is really rare for me. And then I started making a few friends, and then I ended up getting a client. And let's see, by the next morning, and that just happened, boom, 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 all in one day. So that was my first day. I actually arrived in the morning because I'd missed the flight, but you know, there was all these different things that set up for these feelings of, ah, I have nothing to be grateful for. What was I thinking? And so I started to shift immediately. And then by the next morning, I hit the ground looking for a better place to stay. And just two doors down, the second place I went into was lovely. It was perfect, amazing ocean view, totally pristine, clean, and way less money. And then from there, two really big parts of my life. One is the sale of my house back in the States, bam, buddy, bam, 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 started coming in. And then the other was a former partner relationship that I had been in where things were supposed to get better and they shifted not for the worse. They just went a direction that was not what I wanted. And I was able to just let go of all that and completely unexpectedly. And I believe a huge part of because I was able to get through some of these hurdles, now that man has come back around and we're having some fabulous communication and I'm eager to see what the future will hold with all that. So really good example of how just shifting one part of what was going on. I wasn't even thinking about the house or relationship or any of that when I got my feet on the ground and saw this disgusting situation that I was going to be in and then started shifting with that and the immediate sense brought floods and floods and floods of other awesome things. So here I am, you know, feeling like I'm in this light of having been through all of that and living it now on a continuum, and super excited to see what else is going to be coming in. So just a little story. I'm not sure if I should get more into, you know, what I did specifically to shift that. I think the number one thing was just finding the teeniest little thing to be grateful for, the fresh tomato, the beach right outside the door that I can go to, that my Spanish came back pretty quickly, that the sun is amazing, you know, just those little things, but really truly feeling it. You know, in order to shift that strongly, I had to get out of those lighter feelings and go deep with it and really, really allow the connection to happen and the joy to come flooding in. It, you can't fake it. It's either there or, you know, or not. And yeah, it can be, there's an ebb and flow, but to really allow the grateful for that window, because I did have a decent window. And so to pour how grateful I was into just that window consciously for a few moments, and then shift it to something else, that I'm out of Montana for the winter. Yeah, you know, I might not like the immediate circumstances that I've entered into, but that's not gonna last. What is gonna last is that I'm truly out of Montana for the winter. You know,
I thank you so much for sharing your story, Leanne, because I think that demonstrates exactly a very real life example of something that happened to you, and you very real life used this practice of gratitude. And it reminds me of something that Rahul said during the other portion of our.
And I think I know what you're going to say. Yeah, say it.
Yeah, it's this idea that the rote practice, because we've been practicing it, comes back in those moments, and it worked for
in
you.
In terms of manifestation, first you follow that joy and all else comes. I had to find the joy in those very moments, you know, and that's what I did. I was successful in doing that. And then everything started to shift, and, you know, not a week later, those bigger things were really shifting.
That is awesome, Leanne. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Oh, thank you for allowing me this space and time to share, and the importance of it. It's truly one of the number one tools you can use to change your life, gratitude. Huh.
Thank you. Now we're going to shift to Rahul. And Rahul, welcome. And I'll just give you the open mic to share.
Okay, cool. Oh my God, it's spotlight. So I will, I was actually sharing this story with Vicky last night. I was on a call yesterday, just to give you a very quick backstory. I have a client who's a fairly sizable, I have a vendor that's a fairly sizable vendor, and they had a data breach. They were intentionally hacked, and this particular client lost about $40,000, just pulled out of their bank account in less than 2 seconds, right? And a lot of people were affected. A lot of money was stolen. And they were pissed, rightfully so. They were really angry. And because I'm the intermediary, I do have liability. And so they're like, we're suing you. We're going to sue you. We're going to ruin you. I mean, they were angry. And so I had this call yesterday. I was supposed to meet Vicky and some other folks here for dinner, and I'm like, this is going to be a long call. So I get on the call, and people were yelling, right? Like, the bank was there, and the credit card processing company was there, and the vendor was there, and people were screaming, and I was there. And finally, at some point, when I now by this point talked to two lawyers who are like, we're going to go after you. And I don't know where it came from. Well, I do know. It's because I've had this rote practice, right? And I said, listen, can we all just, before we continue down this road, can we all just say one thing we're grateful for? And they were like, no, what? That's the dumbest thing we've heard of. What do you hide? This is a business call, you know? We know, and a few guys are from Texas, right? So they're like, we know you Californians do weird things out there. But, and I said, listen, I'm the one that has the access to the Zoom and I'll just hang up the call and then we can deal with it that way. Or everyone just go through and say one thing they're grateful for. And there was probably like 10 people on the call, right? And I wasn't the last to go or the first to go, but somebody went and started, I'm grateful for my son. This is stupid, next. And that's what he said. And by the end, by the time it went to everybody else, the room had shifted and we found a equitable solution to a shitty problem, right? Where nobody was sued. We were able to convince the credit card processing company that their insurance could cover part of the loss. And then the vendor that they would cover the other part of the loss if we all signed NDAs so that nobody in the public would know who these companies are. What started as a, I'm gonna sue you for $200,000 ended with an equitable outcome to a solution. And the only thing that shifted it was the gratitude, in my opinion, right? And my attitude of it was, even if this goes sideways and I get slammed with a lawsuit and I have to come back to the US, I'm still grateful that I own my own company, right? I'm grateful that no one's gonna fire me from this job and I still will retain this client. Even in the worst case scenario, I had a lot to be grateful for. So I'm grateful for the attitude of gratitude and it works in the worst. For me, what I love about it is it works in the worst of situations. It always makes a bad situation a little bit better, if not great.
Thank you again, Rahul, for sharing that. I love that we're getting these real practical ways and from a corporate business meeting perspective where people weren't very open to the idea, but yet you had the courage to bring it in and to make it part of the solution. I think it's just a phenomenal example. So thank you for sharing that. And I'm going to welcome Kim to share a little bit about how gratitude has changed for her.
Well, I'm going to take a little bit of a different approach than Raul did. And I think for me, I'm going to kind of backtrack. So I was really a person who did a lot of negative thinking, a lot of looping. So if I had a conversation and I didn't necessarily like the way it sounded or it went, or I thought somebody was going to think that I was foolish by saying something, or that they were going to question my intelligence or my integrity or something like that, I would fester on that and it would just eat away at me. And I would think about it all day and I would think about it all night. And I sometimes couldn't sleep. And I was just stuck in these thoughts all the time. And I couldn't really escape it. So for me, when I had met Vicky, one of the things that she said, one of the very first lessons that she said was write down like 10 affirmations a day. And so for a year and a half now, I've written down 10 to 14 affirmations every day to break out of that negative cycling for me. I think that for me, I had to do that as a precursor to really step into the gratitudes. Because before I could be thankful, like we spoke about earlier, where I could appreciate this moment or this pocket of time or the fact that somebody opened up the door for me or something like that. But I really struggled diving deeper into that practice and actually having a routine of it until I could break that negative thought cycling for myself. And once I was able to do some of these affirmations, I think I started actually my gratitude practice in, I want to say like January or February, but I actually started doing the affirmations the August before. So it took me probably about 5 or 6 months of doing affirmations, 10 to 14 affirmations every single day. And if I skipped one day because I was out of town or it was a late night or something like that, then the next day I would write 20 affirmations. I would write both days worth. And those were the things that interrupted that negative cycling for me so that I could really dig deeper and actually have gratitude. So I would say if you're on this call and you haven't done any of this types of stuff, but you're kind of interested in it, for me, that was kind of a beginner step or a precursor step. But this conversation has also made me think of several other things, which are Vicky has this saying that it's this or better. And I really love that attitude too. Sometimes we get stuck into these thoughts of, well, the next step for me is this. And so we think that we have to do X to be happy or that that's the next natural thing. And sometimes if we allow ourselves to go, well, I want it to be X or better. I want to live by the beach or something better than that. Maybe there's something that speaks to my soul that's even better than that, that I don't even realize. That's another kind of mentality that I like to carry with me. And I think that that helps me be more appreciative when stuff doesn't work out. Then when our expectation is, well, crap, I thought I was going to live near the beach. No, maybe I didn't really need the beach. Maybe that's not what my soul actually needed. Maybe my soul actually needed the mountains. And I just didn't realize that at this moment of time. But I was so stuck to thinking that that's what I needed that I couldn't see past that.
Wow, Kim, thank you so much for sharing your journey and sharing where you started to get to where you're at today. And it is a great example. And I just want to share here the process that you were talking about is the process in one of my classes called The Five Keys to Reclaim Your Confidence. And it is that process of learning these daily practices, one of which is affirmations. So thank you, Kim, for sharing that and sharing how powerful of a life-changing practice it is. Well, our time here is come to a close, and I want to give you guys each just a moment of reflection on, as we sign out of this podcast today, what do you wish for someone who's listened to this, and what have you learned by being here with us today? And I'm going to start with Rahul.
I'll start with what I've learned and what I would wish for somebody. So I've learned that there's lots and lots and lots of beautiful ways to do a gratitude practice, and not anyone is right. You know, whatever works for you, do that. And if you can make it a habit, make it a habit. In fact, you can make it a habit. If you decide not to make it a habit, you're being lazy. So make it a habit. That's what I would wish for you. Whatever that gratitude practices, whether it's once a week, once a year, find a consistent habit and make it a habit. And I just loved all the beautiful practices that are available. And the people on this call were phenomenal. That was fun. Oh, and Vicky, thanks for putting this together. You're awesome.
Yeah, you're welcome. Leanne, we're going to go backwards and we're going to end with Kathy.
Okay, what have I learned? Oh, that I'm not alone, that all of you and much more are going through very similar things and applying similar skills, which is encouraging, especially when you feel like there's a lot of negativity out there. I'll remember this and remember that all of you are working to vibe higher, if you will. And what do I wish for everybody? Well, it's exactly that, is to take what you've learned from this podcast and start applying it. Play with it. Let it be fun and be excited to see the differences. Expect differences. Wait and listen and look for what's changing. And know that it will. If you don't see anything right away, have confidence that it will, because we've all done this, and we know too, you know. So from our experiences to yours, don't give up. Don't give up. Sometimes it takes a while, especially if you're breaking through negative cycles and patterning.
Yeah, I would say I have learned that a lot of us obviously have different ways of approaching gratitude. A lot of us have different ways of experiencing our lives. You know, I mean, we've had different life experiences. We live in different parts of the country or out of the country. There's a lot of differences and variation, and yet we can all be appreciative of our own circumstances. And like Raul had said, even on your cruddiest days, there's something to be able to appreciate. And so I hope that the listener also can try to see those things, and that they will be able to find some intentionality and find some peace, because like Leanne said, it does exist. It's just being able to break some of those thoughts that may have been embedded in us, or some of those thoughts that we get stuck in that looping, and being able to see and really feel, immerse ourselves into those positive experiences and those gratitudes. So I hope that everybody who is listening has learned a little something from this.
Kathy, you have the last word.
Oh boy. Well, so what have I taken? What am I taking from today? What have I learned from today's group? First of all, I've just really appreciated the group today, and the different hearing. It feels like things have, it's like opened some windows and air is coming through more, so that there's so many different ways that gratitude shows up in some ways, so many different ways, in some ways, so similar of ways, that it opens possibilities for me to bring this practice in more consistently and more deeply. That's what I think I'm learning from today. It's the re-inspiration, but no feeling of like judgment or like, oh, I've been doing so well, I need to do better. Just like opening windows and doors and letting the fresh air come through. And what I would hope for people listening is that that they would have heard something from someone that resonates for them, because there's been a lot of different approaches and points, you know, personalities, and that something would open for them as an opportunity to enhance their own peace and serenity and their own expansion of their life the way they would like for it to grow, and that gratitude could be the path for them.
Thank you all for being here today, and I hope that your day, your week, and your life have been inspired and made a little bit better because you spent this time here with us today. And until next time, pick up a pen and start a gratitude practice. That's all I have to say. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for being here. If you have a topic or question you want to hear more about, send it to us at the email below. Have an inspired day.